if you're not happy, if you're disillusioned because of things that have happened in your life, situations that have happened, I just suggest that you get reacquainted, reoriented, see the one who can't fail, see the one who leads directly, see the one who is the man of God's counsels, because later on in the chapter, it says she witnessed the fact that Solomon was there by God's appointment. And if we learn that God's agenda with regards to the Lord Jesus Christ, he wills that every man will honor the Son. Every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I am on the opportunity to be on his side now.
Amen.
Happy are thy men. Happy are thy servants. Well, we are pressed into a service to serve our Lord. And then he goes on to say, where do these men and where do these servants stand? It says, they are happy are thy men, happy are thy servants, which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom. Beloved, that's where we need to be. We need to be there to hear and to drink in the words from our ascended head, who loves to give us what is needed. He said, he prayed in John 17, sanctify them through thy word is true. He is washing us with the water of the word. He wants to give and dispense from us wisdom. Wisdom for living, wisdom for life, wisdom for the plan, wisdom for the action. Happy are thy people because we have the opportunity to sit under the wisdom and the words of the great word himself, the Lord Jesus. Happy are thy servants. This is what this looks like. We walk away from here this weekend not burdened with the task of pulling down strongholds. No, we walk away with the enjoyment, with the happy condition that I can now be aligned with what God is doing. I can take sides with what God's agenda is. I want to be lifting up the things that exalt God and the things that honor the Son. I can walk away with a joy and a happiness because this is what we've been called to. This is what we've been pressed to. And she goes on to say, blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee and set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he their king to do judgment and justice. Beloved, we have to adjust our thinking to realize that we are only living in a brief window of time. And in that brief window of time, God wants us in this generation, in this brief window of time that we live, to exemplify what is his agenda for all eternity. His agenda for all eternity is that he is going to magnify his Son. He is going to bring all things in subjection unto him. He's appointed a day. God is going to judge this earth by that man. God's plan is that he is going to set up his kingdom and the Lord Jesus Christ is going to reign. God's purposes in Christ have been established from before the foundation of the world. And he says, you know what? That's what God is doing, and you and I have a privilege, an opportunity purely by his grace to be a part of that. Man, that ought to make me a happy man. That ought to make me a happy servant. I think this is what this looks like. Happy are thy men. Happy are thy servants who stand continually to hear before thee and hear thy wisdom. We have the blessed privilege of the word of God in our hands. But it's not words on a page. It's communications from a living God who wants to display and show us all the features of this one who he's established, who he has appointed a day that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. The word of God is God's communique to us that tells us of what God's plan and purpose is in Christ. And as we look at it and as we read the scriptures, it's not simply words on a page or a list of instructions to do and not do, even though that is in there. It's the idea, it's what God communicates to us to arouse our affections, what we had just as we closed in the meeting just before. To arouse our affections towards this one who he has set his counsels and purposes in. And that we have an opportunity in the brief window of time that we live to promote that. It is said concerning David, after he served his generation, after he, by the will of the Lord, served his generation, when he did and carried out all that God expected for him to do in the window of time that he lived, it says he fell asleep. And all God is expecting from you and I as his servants is to fulfill our calling for the window of time he allows us to be here. He's equipped us. He's given us everything that we need. 1 Peter tells us he has given us all things that pertain to life and to godliness. There is nothing that we lack. She looked at his table and saw there was nothing lacking. The table was fully spread. The servants were dressed in the finest clothes. There's nothing that we can lack in the resources that God has provided. So what does this look like? What does this look like when you and I leave this place? Will we be a happy man, a happy servant, because we've sat under the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ this weekend through his word and have been instructed in the wisdom with regards to what it is that we are engaged in this warfare? May the Lord encourage all of us to really see what this looks like. And not walk away burdened, but walk away with a limp in our step, with a kick in our step, because we realize we have been pressed into his service. We are his children. We are his servants. And we can be a happy people because we sit under his wisdom.
Amen. Amen.